I rolled a natural one, so I go 8.
You are
so beautiful
to me.
You are fucked.
You're certain. Wait, what did you ask again? Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of the Fellowship of the Tabletop. We are a live play 5e D&D podcast set in the magical homebrewed world of Aerith. My name is Mark and I am the Dungeon Master and we are back in person.
Yeah, buddy!
Yeah, boy!
For like one or two episodes. Anyway, and with us around the table for today's episode, back in person for more than a year actually, we've got Darren who plays the human fighter rogue, Robin.
We're back, baby.
Nice. We've got Callum who plays the gnome sorcerer, Folly Fizzlebang the Ninth.
And we're back. Back again.
Will, who plays the human bard, Karstan.
Can I just say how sexy you sounded on your introduction?
Oh, thank you. You're not going to get inspiration. Danny, who plays the human cleric, Claude.
Baby got back.
Oh, nice. Casey will be joining us very quickly. Insert hilarious.
Insert Casey.
Insert Casey.
No, you're not going to.
Insert Casey.
I'll let her make the innuendo, not me. And we've got, as you've probably heard, Ian, who plays the Dragonborn Paladin Barbarian Drago.
It's such a mouthful now. What up?
I know, I said it the wrong way around. It's a Paladin Barbarian and not Barbarian Paladin.
Yeah.
It's still a mouthful.
It didn't trip off the tongue as nice as it normally does.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hey. We're back in person.
Woo-hoo.
We can look people dead in the eye. I'm looking you in the eye right now.
Yeah, it's intense.
Not via webcam or interwebs.
There's no lag.
There's no lag.
Fucking hell.
No lag.
Look in my eye when you
see. There's no lag. Yeah, the lag's not there, guys.
When I say go.
Hello.
You won't know that, listener, but we've spent more hours saying, when I say go, you say go, to stop seeing if there's any lag.
Go.
I'm sure so many people out there understand and feel our pain over lag.
Thanks, Will.
Issues. But a credit to everyone, because out of nowhere, I said this before on the podcast, but out of nowhere, when this pandemic hit and we realised, I think we realised on the Wednesday, we normally record on a Friday, realised on a Wednesday that we'd have to switch up if we wanted to keep recording to a remote. Yeah. And I'm very proud that ever since we debuted in September 2019, every Friday we put an episode out. Every single Friday since then. We haven't skipped or missed any. And that includes managing to deal with it over a pandemic. And huge shout out to the guys that I record with, because within 2 days they got their computer set up ready for an online recording and we took it from there. We didn't know at the time that it was going to be a year and a half until we all sat around the damn table with each other again. So... many thanks to all of you. I can look around this table for the first time in a year and a half and go, thank you for all your efforts for making this still an ongoing every week, regardless of anything that comes our way.
Don't jinx it.
Thank you, Ian, for just being you.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks, man.
You're
it's very easy.
Didn't we, just to check, this feels like we're talking about the end, though. Haven't we had 3 children during...
No.
Fellowship.
Oh, yes. Born?
Yeah. You were one. I was one.
Yeah.
We've had three babies.
And a puppy.
And a puppy.
No, none of us actually physically had the puppy.
I thought Callum was the mother. Oh, that's a...
Is that not a thing? His nickname is
messy.
The Beast.
That was messy.
Callum, are you bald now? Who knows?
Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the listeners as well. It's very self-indulgent to thank us and everything that we've been through to keep this going on. But I see you all out there. There's been listeners who have stuck with us not only since day one, but throughout this whole fucking pandemic thing as well. And I hope that during that crap time, you took a little bit of enjoyment, even if it's just a little bit through our podcast. But yeah, we all thank you very much for tuning in, listening to us, making us part of our everyday week. So until next time, guys.
Farewell.
We can thank you. Yeah, especially you. Yeah, you know who you are. Yeah, it's you. It's all you.
Hey, bro.
Hi, John. Hey, Dean. Wherever you are in the country. Thanks for tuning in, man. Thanks for making the... We get analytics from our hosts, which is Simplecast. And every week I get a notification on who in the world is listening to us where. And Darren's brother, Dean, who travels a lot for his job, makes sure that the analytics for the UK just goes up everywhere from Scotland down to Plymouth. It's great. Thank you.
I'd just like to quickly point out that he was talking to me about the Belfcast, and I thought it was, you know, I really do have a favourite character, and I was like, here he comes, he's going to big me up as his brother, and he goes, I fucking love Folly.
Damn straight.
Oh, boo, he's the only one.
Thanks, Dean.
He's the only one.
I love you, Dean.
classic
brother. It's nice
though.
when he starts talking, it's brilliant, you know. We all wait for those moments.
Folly, you still here?
I've been editing an episode before, and it's gone 35 minutes in before Callum speaks.
What do you think, Shita? Anyway, we're turning quite remiss and reminiscent. We are halfway through a fight, guys. What the hell's going on?
Shit, yeah. We're going to...
Oh, the confused.
I've been
what happened?
Fucked. That's a very good question. What
I'm
the
so
fuck
confused.
Did happen?
What happened?
Well, good. I'm about to explain it to you as the Dungeon Master. We find ourselves deep in Blightlands. Finding our way through, we come across Vance Skullblade and Lucian Blightbane. Lucian Blightbane being Helena's brother. And they are off looking for this fabled Dawnstrider, which is Vance Skullblade's brother, which also happens to be the person that you are looking for, who has a copy of The World Away. The Holy Book needed to stab with the Onyx Reaver at the Rift to close the Rift and save the world and get the girl, etc. Or boy, whatever your preference. And... we find ourselves deep in the Blightlands, getting closer and closer to where we assume this rift is. And we were holding out, we were camping over to get some rest, and we all leveled up as well. And then these creatures appeared from the mist and started to surround the party in their tiny hut. The tiny hut then failed the second round of combat, and we have these huge, disgusting Morkoths. With kind of tentacles, black tentacles, and like a beak and skull face with all these kind of accoutrements attached to the back, like chests and all kinds of crap attached to their back, creating almost like a cocoon, a shell over their back, which seems to reflect spells. The combat went on for about two rounds, and the group had kind of splintered off. We had Claude in the north fighting one on his own, Vance, Skullblade, and Drago fighting one to the west. Folly, Karstan and Robin kind of in the middle as our DPSs defended by the others, and Helena and Lucian, brother and sister, fighting one of these creatures to the south. Just before the end of the episode though, Karstan chose to launch confusion at one of the creatures, which is an excellent spell. However, these creatures on a failed spell save means it bounces back and the creature passes it. Everyone's flicking Will off at this point.
Love
it
you guys.
Bounced back.
Fuck you, Will.
And hit Karstan, but the spell is an AoE effect of 10 feet, which means that also Folly and Robin, who are stood right next to them, are also hit with the same spell. They are all confused. They are under the influence of the spell Confusion. Now, a few words just to get it out there. Basically, you make a wisdom saving throw against Karstan's wisdom saving throw, which is... 18. You can't take reactions, and at the start of each of your turns, you roll a d10 to determine your behavior. One, you use all your movement and go in a specific direction, any direction. The d8 decides that. Two to six, you don't take or move any actions. Seven to eight, you use a melee attack against a randomly determined creature that's nearby. Nine to ten, you can act and move normally. Then you make a wisdom saving throw of 18 against it. If you succeed, the effect ends and you are free to go. So basically our glass cannons, listener, stuck in the middle, are going to start hitting each other with sticks pretty much, which is going to be hilarious. We were at the top of the round with Karstan after he launched the confusion. We are next in the round and we are starting with Drago. Drago, you have a creature stood just at your shoulder. Vance stood at your right shoulder. This creature in front of you, the black tentacles all bursting out of the ground behind you, if you remember. What would you like to do?
So Drago takes a look over at Vance, who's still stuck in those tentacles that you just so aptly described. And for the first time, because it's taken two rounds to get to this motherfucker, Drago's going to take Dengon's Deception and strike down with his rage-induced strength and strike at him.
Nice. Roll to hit.
It's going to go from top to bottom in a single swipe for... 19.
19 hits.
Boom, baby. points of slashing damage.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice. As that comes smashing down onto the creature, cutting off one of the tentacles. It's got all these loads of tentacles.
Oh, yes.
This black pus kind kind of squirts out onto Vance's face. Ah, gets him on the face. It just for effect. I don't know. He's not hurt. Maybe he is. I don't know. You've done some good damage.
Noticing the tentacles coming off, Drago with gritted teeth strikes again, this time reversing. So instead of going up to down, it's down to up.
Nice. All right, roll two hits.
As he hits with a 20, not natural.
Oh, yep, that hits.
Drago's feeling it. He's all pumped up. Adrenaline's rushing. The rage is going through. 17 points of slashing damage.
Flipping heck.
As he strikes.
And another tentacle kind of flops off and ends up in and amongst all the tentacles of the black mist that's surrounding Vance Skullblade.
I'm not going to do anything because Vance is to my right. In fact, Drago's going to... So while he's still got Dengon Deception out, held in front of him, he's going to shift to the left of himself, side foot by side foot by side foot by side foot, while always keeping his sword centered on the enemy. He's going to make himself hit the back of the weird tentacle creature. So he's basically positioning himself so that France is facing him and Drago's at his back.
And you'll get advantage because you are flanking.
There we go.
Lovely. So you've set yourself up directly around the creature if the creature indeed chooses to look directly at Vance. If not, well, you've got him pincered between the two of you.
Basically, yeah. Vance is at one side and Drago's at the exact opposite end.
Shucky.
Dengon's Deception out and just kind of bouncing on the balls of his feet, ready.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you very much, Drago. Folly, you're next up. Could you first of all please roll a D10?
I don't know if I want you to pass or fail this, man.
Going to be interesting regardless. It's a 2.
A 2. You don't move or take actions this turn.
Good turn, Vi.
Good job.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
That's the quickest turn you've ever done.
It is. Yep, Robin, same to you. Could you please roll a D10?
8.
8. The creature uses its action to make a melee hit against a randomly determined creature within its reach. If no creature is in its reach, you do nothing. So, you are stood within range of Karstan and Folly. Could you roll a D6? 1, 2, 3, it's Folly. 4, 5, 6, it's Karstan.
Oh, shit.
It's a 1. It's... Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm jumping.
Oh, he's so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I knew it would be me.
So, it's Folly.
I'll get the damage counter ready.
Oh, no.
Roll to hit.
Prepare to feel the wrath of my Stabicus.
It's worth knowing that it does say make an attack. Does that mean he takes 2 attacks? Is it the attack action?
No, it says just attack.
Make a melee attack. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether it was the attack action. Maybe just one attack.
That means you just punch me.
No, he uses the weapons in his hand. Because whether he gets 2 blows at this, that was the question I was posing to the DM.
So they're making attack action.
It uses its action to make a melee attack.
Yeah, so you would use does your entire action.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Balls. What Robin sees is, 1 second, his bow is drawn on the creature to the south and Helena, and all of a sudden this wave of confusion comes over him. And what he sees as he turns to his left is Tarly, and he's back in the mines of Bleakmoor, wherever it was, and he just sees the creature's hand that took Tarly away come over her head, and... not realising that's Folly, the mage hand is going to drop the bow, which is going to go to his back, and he's going to draw Ghostbane and lunge forward.
Nice.
For a 15.
Hit.
Oh!
Are you living?
Squishy, squishy. This is with Ghostbane as well, isn't it?
I assume I would go for my most powerful weapon.
Yeah?
I don't think you should have changed weapons.
I'm happy to not change weapons.
It's got to be a melee attack.
Sorry.
It's got to be a melee attack as well. Yeah, that's just fine.
So that's 13 points of slashing damage.
God.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Could be worse.
Probably just kind of seeing this creature.
And 1 point of radiant damage.
Why are you adding more damage? Stop with the damage.
I mean, it's 1 point. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot worse.
Come on, Folly, get over yourself.
Yeah, you kind of...
There's still 2 attacks coming to poor little Folly.
Second attack?
Yeah, second attack, please.
Poor little Folly.
14.
Oh, no!
So I rolled a 3 there.
Wow.
I am a gnome sorcerer.
You've not got
not cast mage armor on himself.
This is going to be funny until a certain point. Like, this.
Yeah, when I'm down to 10% of my health.
You cast mage armor.
I can cast Mage Armor, but I've not done it in this fight yet.
Oh boy.
14 points of slashing damage.
Oh boy.
Are you feeling bad about taking the Cloak of Protection?
Nope.
Four points of radiant damage.
I picked it up. Nobody asked for it.
Oh, that's a lot.
You can cast Mage Armor.
How you feeling?
Folly is probably a little bit staggered at the moment. I think I've got images like two quick slashes that go straight across his face now. And blood is starting to drip down and ooze out of him.
In pain! That's my attack. 15. Spell still active.
Oh, yes, you didn't do yours, Folly. Could you roll a d20 wisdom saving throw? No, DC 18.
Wisdom
saving throw. That's right.
18!
Meet to beat. You are no longer under the spell.
So Robin just stabbed you.
You have just taken the Stabicus to the face.
I've taken Stabicus to the face, and I'm very aware that Robin's done it.
Yeah.
If everyone Robin is very glazed over and looks like he is panicked, he is frightened, you can genuinely see that there's something very wrong.
Or he's just
I will make a perception check on that. I will make an insight check to see if I can recognise that Robin
I think
is
you'd
confused.
Know. He's just got under the influence yourself.
Lovely. The creature to the south's turn that Helena and Lucian Blightbane are currently fighting. What you see from, Folly, what you'd notice, and that's probably it really, as the other two are under the influence, and Lucian would see as well, is the creature lunges out towards Helena and basically envelops her in the tentacles. It seems to hold her for a second, then suddenly the tentacles seem to become loose and destroy, or come in on where Helena has been. You see some kind of black smoke kind of fizzle out of where she would have been. Folly, you would recognize this as Banish. Helena has just been instantly banished, grabbed and banished from this, so she will be unable to strike on this temple, but she will roll.
Quick reaction of Folly reaching his arm out. No.
Thank you for not
No. That's more Cartman in all things.
Oh my god, they banished Helena.
You bastards! and the creature is then with this other action going to turn and just thwack a arm at Lucian, which is an 18. For its tentacle attack, 14 points of bludgeoning damage. Oh, it's got 15 foot reach. I forgot about that. I need to give him stats as well. That's the end of that creature's turn to the south. We've got Helena's turn. She will make a wisdom saving throw, but she's not here. So unfortunately, she fails that.
You don't make any saves to banishment.
Oh, it's just a minute, isn't it?
Well,
that's good because I definitely rolled an 18, so I was going to just have to buff that. Cool. Well, then she's out for a bit there. Oh, it's concentration, isn't it?
Yep.
Nice. Vance's turn. Vance is going to turn upon the creature and roll 3 18s in a roll. Darren, you saw them. He's going to hit and he's going to... 8 points of slashing damage against the creature that him and Drago are currently fighting to the west, which is actually a pretty good bit of damage to him. Actually, this creature is looking rather unwell from its current locale. That's Vance's turn. The creature to the north. No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Get my numbers confused.
I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
You're gonna ask me.
The creature says as he turns around and swipes Drago in the face. Yes, he is. He's going to swing round highest DPS, and he's actually not going to hit you with that. He's going to hit you with Shatter.
His rhythm stick. Shatter?
A rhythm stick. Yeah, Shatter.
I don't know what that is.
You don't mean for your sword. He's going to break it.
Could you make...
What?
Could you make...
No. Don't. Don't. Don't break my sword.
Could you make a constitution saving throw, please?
I don't like this. I really don't know.
Them, the barbarians.
I am good at it, but still, like. Oh, my lord. 18.
It's taking too long.
That's fine. I wanted to double check something anyway. Sorry, carry on.
Oh, well, thank you. 18.
Okay, you pass, but right. You still take.
Was I going to lose my sword?
No.
Folly was just completely having
it. Jesus Christ! That's not fair. I don't know this as well as you guys.
You take 8 points of thunder damage. A creature made of inorganic material. No, you're not inorganic.
I can't half that either,
can
I?
That has... Oh, gosh. No, it already has been halved because you passed the constitution saving throw. So that's already been halved. So that's the damage you take as these two massive tentacles just basically slam in front of you together, pushing this air out and kind of hitting your eardrums. Loud ringing noise, a painfully intense noise erupts from these two tentacles, kind of making this ringing noise in your ear, kind of like post-bomb style attack. Then it's going to reach out and touch Faith. No, it's going to bite you. It's a very musical episode. It's going to bite you. 16 plus 7. So that is a lot. 25.
Yeah, that hits.
26. No, 24. Sorry, my maths today is just about as Darren's. I'm joking.
No, you fucking not.
Bring in the abacus.
It's because he's watching me roll my dice and do my maths. It's worrying. 13, so half that. 6 points of piercing damage that has been halved for your rage attack as he bites down on your leg or arm or something. He's trying to get a nip on you. Managed to parry off worse of the damage, but he still manages to get the bite on you. That is the end of his turn. Okay. Claude,
okay,
over to you. You're in the north fighting one on your lonesome. What would you like to do?
Has this person, not person, that's not the right description, this insectoid creature, has it got any resemblance to a tree?
Could you make an investigation? No.
Which one would you like, nature? Mark?
Yeah, nature. Let's do nature. We never do nature. Give me a nature check.
The minus one modifier is coming out here.
Let's do that one.
Ah, 18.
Ooh. Yeah, it doesn't look a bit like a tree. Only that there are bits of it that are wood that have been made into like a little crater, a barrel on the back. But it's not very obviously a tree. It's always been treated and cut down, if you know what I mean.
Mark clearly wanted you to roll over there so he could go, yeah, it looks totally like a tree.
Hug it.
I'm going to hug it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to cast Blight.
Blight on the Blight. Okay.
That might be a really bad decision, mm-hmm. but we're going for it. Needs to make a con save.
It's good going
just, I've just seen what type of damage it is, and I regret this, but we'll go for it.
You got this, man.
Yeah, might be healing it. Who knows?
What?
Yeah.
You don't got this. What the fuck are you doing?
15?
Fails. It takes all this damage, / potentially all this healing. Oops. 35 points of necrotic damage.
Now, on what situation would it not take that damage and it would be health?
If it's like a creature that gets healed, if it says in its stat block, like, absorbs necrotic damage as health.
Or healed or by
immune,
necrotic.
Or immune to necrotic damage.
Or immune to it, yeah. Anything like that. Yeah.
But it would be funny if that had been bounced back.
It could be resistant to, which means it halves it as well.
How much damage?
35.
Thank you. It seems to squeal violently, echoing out across the misty areas of the Blightlands. How much was it again? I forgot again.
35. Tree hugging is back on the menu, boys.
And its skin seems to blotch and blacken around the face and beak as well, ever so slightly.
Okay.
And you're in contact, you're literally hugging.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that. And I'm just going to... Does it feel fleshy? Does it feel... As I'm hugging it, does it feel like it's there? Properly there? Does it feel like it's got warm or cold? Like, do I get a sense that this thing is living?
That's a lot of questions.
That's my main one. If I hug it, am I like, oh yeah, there's a heartbeat, or there's like clearly some...
You're gonna have to give me a perception check to hear a heartbeat during battle.
Okay.
Have you got your stethoscope with you?
I left it at the half hoop in.
So it's going to be just normal. You won't get advantage.
Thank you for indulging this, okay. Though.
No, of course.
It is a natural one. No, it's 2 for a 7 overall.
You do not hear a heartbeat. You're almost certain it is because it's undead.
Okay, thank you so much. That's the end of my turn. I'm just going to remain in that position where I've got a tree to my right, a tree to my left, keeping this thing focused on me and away from the group of people that are now attacking each other for a reason. I don't know.
Brilliant. And it is that creature's turn, and it's going to turn and it's going to attack you, surprisingly. Uh-huh. It's not happy about being hugged. It doesn't like human contact.
No,
it wants to keep 2 meters. You know, it's a smart creature. And it is going to, it's going to go for you, mate. Multi-attack. Let's go. Okay, it's going to just bite. It's going to go snap at your face because you're right there near him. That firstly is a 23 against your armor class.
Hits.
That. It's a bite, and you take 12 points of piercing damage.
I'm just checking 1 second. Okay, 12.
Yep. It's a natural one, so it's going to fail that second hit. It's cocked. And the same, so that's a 23 again against your armor class.
Yep, that hits.
9 points of piercing damage. This first bite misses wildly up, almost exposing its neck, actually. Chance for an attack. But it can bring its head back down and nipping at you again for another little attack there. That is the end of the creature's turn. At the bottom of the round, we have Lucien, who's just going to kind of looking around and shouting out, Helena! Helena! Looking for her somewhere, wherever she might be, and just kind of in a defensive position, he's going to hold an action for if the creature attacks, he's going to defend himself if looking for Helena. That's the end of the turn. Top of the round, Karstein, could you please roll a d10? You are still confused.
Okay.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for confusing everyone.
You are very well.
That's a 3.
A three. You don't move or take actions this turn.
Wibble.
That's all you do. Oh, could you please make a wisdom saving throw against your own spell save DC?
Of course.
To see if you can break your own spell that you cast on yourself.
Yes, I can make a wisdom saving throw against my own DC.
So you get for being too damn powerful.
You brought this on yourself.
Yeah, true.
Just annoying, you also brought this on me and Tom.
That's a nine.
You're still funcused. Drago, your turn. You're fighting a creature to the east along with our friend Van Skullblade. What would you... This is a cool name.
Van Skullblade, P.I.
P.I. What would you like to do?
It's times like this I really wish I gave myself a surname because it's just Drago. So it's like Van Skullblade, Drago.
Lucien Blightbane. What's the other dragon born that was even cooler than you and a bit taller?
Not cooler Tellian or taller.
Tellian Hellfire.
I'm the OG dragon. I fucking hit this guy. Now, so I'm in an advantage position. So knowing that, I'm just going to take Dengon's Deception and step forward on my right foot and thrust with both hands on the hilt of the blade and thrust from the centre of my abs straight forward.
Okay. Roll to hit.
We're
fighting creatures.
Hey, we've got Casey joining us now.
Woo. Yo!
She's back!
Is it worth her just saying again? Hello, intro and just snip it and pop it in place. So it sounds like this rather than grabbing it from...
No, because Mark did a whole thing of like, Casey's not in at the moment.
Talking about insert.
I know, it'd be weird if it was just like, and Casey is. And Casey's not going to be joining us at the moment.
Sure.
I accidentally said insert Casey... And I was going to say, insert a Casey joke here.
We said,
but
insert
I said, insert Casey. And they went, insert Casey. I was like, no, I leave the innuendos to Casey. So we all went a bit wrong.
Okay. So where did we drop?
We were about to, don't know.
I've forgotten.
Drago, it was about to be your turn. I've got it marked.
Oh, wait, yeah, I was about to roll.
About to roll. I did roll. You rolled a hit.
I rolled a hit.
And you...
I was going with a stab.
And you rolled a one.
Stabby stab. Yeah,
no. Okay, so Drago strikes forward with Dengon's Deception with an 18 to hit.
That would hit.
What do you mean would?
But the creature uses...
No, come on, motherfucker.
Shield. Not bring out of existence, don't worry. It's going to cast, use its reaction and cast Shield. Magical force appears, increasing their AC.
I get to hit again because I'm on advantage because Vance is in front of the creature.
You get to roll again.
I get to roll again.
You do get to roll again, but it will on that first attack have used its reaction to bump up its AC by 5.
This is still the first attack. I'm going in for my advantage roll. And it's a fucking crit, motherfucker! How is that?
What happens?
Does that hit?
Yes, it hits.
So as Drago, like I said, right foot forward, and as he's pushing his weight and momentum forward, he thrusts out with Dengon's Deception, both hands on the hilt, and he just really pushes through the shield, almost akin to episode 1 Star Wars when Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan are like pushing their lightsaber through those metal battalion doors.
That's
what he's doing here.
Blast doors, yeah, absolutely.
He pushes through the shield.
He pushes it straight through. Okay, roll.
I'm going to roll my Dengon's Deception hit first, please, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Nah, it's a fucking 12.
Okay, so it's a normal crit. Oh no, what a
shame. Uses a charge though, doesn't it?
It does use a charge, to which I have 3, 2 left. That's 23 points of slashing damage in total.
Oh, man. You...
Do I add rage to that twice?
Just once. You stab it through the beak, through its face, crushing the beak, crushing its face, and you now have a dead Morkoff on...
Is it dead?
It's dead.
Focus!
On your sword, on Dengon's deception.
Ah!
You push through the shield, you can feel the energy pushing back, as suddenly you see almost panic in its eyes, as its eyes become big, black, and worried as the shield suddenly breaks. It pushes through, crushing through the mouth, crushing through the skull, and this creature just slumps down. All its tentacles stop moving, as it's now dead on your sword. That creature has been smote.
Yes, motherfucker. Oh, Chago's feeling pumped right now.
The tentacles surrounding Vance also disappear.
Yeah, buddy.
Right, let's see what else I can do. I can reach him.
Yes. Okay, so because Chago's still got one more hit left. Chago's still got one more hit left. I'm too excited. After seeing this creature perish in front of him and his rage is still building and his adrenaline still pumping, he's going to look for his nearest target. So he's going to turn to the right and he sees Lucian Blight Bane desperately trying to search for his sister Helena, who got banished. And he's going to pound the dirt all the way to that creature that's in front of Lucian.
Pound that dirt, baby.
And he's going to make it.
Oh no, that's
visual. Boom, you've pounded it right next to where Helena was. You've got another attack, haven't you?
I have.
Roll that.
Yeah, so he's going to, literally, Drago, after dispatching the first creature, is going to put Dengon's deception above his head and just let out a primal as he's running towards, and as he makes it to the other creature, all that momentum, he's going to swing straight down. Both hands on the hilt.
Roll to hit.
That's a 21.
That hits.
Drago's fucking on it.
Good job this one doesn't have a...
Oh, that's a horrible roll.
Oh, it does.
12 points of slashing damage. Use it. Use it for 12. Use it for the 12.
I shouldn't really know the outcome of it beforehand. Yes, he's going to. It's going to. He's just seen this other creature die. It was his brother, actually. They grew up together. Learned how to ride little tentacle tricycles together. You see this all flash into his head. He sees the little squid as he was born. He looked after it as a child when mum and dad went out working the fields.
What's the video game you're ripping this from?
I'm making it up, mate.
No, there's a video game out there. Someone will know. Listeners will know. I think it's called Brutal Brothers or something.
No.
It's-
Broforce.
Yes, that's where you're ripping it
that
from.
Is, yeah, yeah. That and a little bit of Rick and Morty.
Yeah. The,
oh, bitch. Oh, bitch.
Rubbish can hide, bitch.
A little bit of that as well. So, that flashes in front of his eyes for a second. As suddenly, the shield comes up, bumping up his AC to a neat score. And the shield bounces off, and you notice it's the same energy. That's
piss it. Do I get advantage because Lucian's near?
No, you need to be flanking.
I just thought I'd check.
Worth checking. Is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of my fucking go.
Fucked them up very nicely. Folly, you are no longer confused, but you've got a glazed over Karstan and a glazed over Robin, and you are rather worse for wear as you feel the wounds that Robin has inflicted. What would you like to do?
First of all, would Folly be aware of the situation between what happened with the Karstan? Because he saw a spell being cast, and then Folly's just kind of blanked out in his own mind, and then he's come back to, and he's bleeding, caught, and he's got two glazed over people with him. Would he be aware of the confusion?
Could you give me a intelligence? Oh, give me an arcana check. Give me an arcana check, actually.
I rolled a natural one, so I got 8.
You are...
so...
beautiful.
To me.
You are... fucked.
You're certain. Wait, what did you ask again?
He wants to know.
Will I know that Karstan's spell has backfired?
No.
Oh.
In your mind, Karstan has cast it on you.
Holy
natural,
shit.
Natural one, so it's going to have to almost be the opposite of what. You're pretty sure he's done that directly. You've seen the spell, you heard the spell being cast, and then suddenly you were under the effects of confusion.
Oh my god.
So as far as you're aware, that's what happened. Natural one, but you've still got like a +4, haven't you?
I have a +7 to Arcana check.
It still gets pretty low. No, okay.
It's only like an 8.
You're Okay, you're not totally sure, the seven, you're not totally sure, but you are. You have a very strong inkling that this came from Karstan. You've seen him do it before. He's the only person who can do it, and these creatures wouldn't be able to do it, so that's what you think.
I've never cast Confusion before.
Have you not?
No, third time.
Am I blaming Karstan?
Well, you can if you want.
Your character, mate.
would Folly assume that Karstan had done something to Folly?
Come at me.
You heard Karstan cast a spell, then you blacked out, then you came to covered in damage.
Okay, that wouldn't be enough for Folly to assume that it was Karstan then.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's
euphemism.
Everyone's just gone, oh.
Don't play it safe, man.
Covered in damage, man.
But if Folly knew that Karstan had done something that had injured Folly, then there would be severe repercussions of that. But if he's not sure, then...
Okay.
I touched your backpack.
Okay, I'm going to cast Disintegrate on Karstan.
Come at me, bro.
Yes, so that's as far as you know so far. You are lucid, you are not under the influence of confusion. What would you like to do?
Following that case, then, he's injured, not quite sure why. He's going to distance himself from the situation. He's going to back off to the north, away from Karstan, away from Robin. He's actually heading a little bit to Claude. He's experienced Claude's blessed healing once before, when he's been pretty much knocked on his arse. So he's kind of heading up that way, almost in a panic kind of rush. But to try and get Claude's attention as he's running towards this creature to the north, he's just going to try and cast Firebolt onto the creature, going past Claude and go, Claude, little help.
Okay, nice. Roll to hit. Does hit. Would you like to roll your damage?
13 points of fire damage.
13 points of fire damage. Lovely. As this meteor, small meteor, hits into the side of this creature, causing it to react ever so slightly. Nice. A little bit of fire on one of the little things on his backpack that's behind him. Not a backpack, but like a shell that's behind him. Anything else you want to do?
Not right now. No.
Lovely. Okay, thank you very much. Folly. Robin, we're back grind. Let's have that fun. Could you roll a d10, please? For
roll
your 10. This creature can act and move normally for this round only. The glaze drops. You're lucid for just a moment. What would you like to do?
Okay. Robin's glaze drop. He's no longer in the mines underneath Bleakmoor or wherever they were. And instead is back on the battlefield. He's just stabbed something, which is no longer there. So he looks very, very confused before regaining his senses and just hearing Lucian screaming for Helena, is going to turn and see that Helena is no longer there, and is going to manoeuvre himself into a position where he is hidden, which, if you don't mind me just peering at your screen.
Mm-hmm. You want to be hidden?
Yes.
There are some rocks, outcrops of rocks to the east, just
nearby.
I think
the downed tree stump is the best place. I think he'd go there.
So kind of down west, just behind Drago's back, about 10 feet behind Drago, where kind of, so you're kind of in a diagonal between Drago and then the creature behind him as well.
And he's going to take a deep breath and unleash a shot at the creature.
Okay, roll to hit.
20, not natural.
Unfortunately, its shield is still up, giving it a higher AC than that, so it fails that.
The shield only lasted a turn.
Yeah,
hasn't been a turn since the creature.
Still this turn.
Oh, it's a round. Yeah.
Sorry, a round. Yes. Sorry, a round.
Okay. I see the arrow at the shield fly off it. Unperturbed, he's going to take a deep breath, wanting to save Helena. Take another go for a 29. No. What did I just roll?
Eight. You're rolling
eight. Not 29 at all. That's ridiculous, Darren.
Yeah, if you're adding 21 to your dice roll,
ridiculous.
I want
it's a plus 12, so it's a 20, not natural again.
Unfortunately, that does the same thing. It bounces off. Your arrow slightly lower on target, but it hits the shield and bounces off.
Action surge.
Here we go.
22.
Meets it beats. You can roll some damage.
's got allies near it, hasn't it?
Your allies, yes.
Wonderful.
It's fucking huge, Darren. I didn't know you'd been using that the whole time.
He's actually using
14 points of magical piercing damage, and can it make a strength saving throw, please?
About the size of a school whiteboard.
Yeah.
14.
Slate and chalk.
Strength saving throw. Natural one.
9 points of force damage, and it's moving away from Drago and away from Lucian, triggering attack opportunity.
Yeah, buddy!
Both of them.
It also needs to roll concentration twice.
I fucking hit that motherfucker.
And plus if it gets
hit. The first concentration it passed, the second concentration rolled a 7, and therefore failed.
Still
Helena just appears back in, and all you see, Helena, is this creature being pushed back away from you, and Drago coming in over your right shoulder, Dengon's deception doing what he does best, swinging down with your brother to your left, Drago to your right, with brothers in arms if you want, and this creature being pushed back away from you in the middle. How far does it move back? 10 feet?
10 feet.
Okay, it moves back. Lucian and Drago will both get attacks of opportunity. Helena, you won't, just because you've just come back in as it's been pushed back. Lucian's going to roll dog shit both times. Both his attacks miss.
They only get one attack. Yeah, it's a reaction.
One attack, never mind. It was a 3 to begin with. Anyway, Drago, you get one attack.
It's got shield up still, so
it has got
16.
Shield that misses. Yep. It bounces off the shield. It is on target, but bounces off the shield. That is the end of the opportunity attacks.
One more go.
One more go. Go for it.
17 to hit.
17 unfortunately misses the arrow again. Glances off the shield. As the creature's been pushed back, it's changed your position to shoot around one of the trees, as unfortunately it misses.
And now we're able to see if concentration's still active. Yep.
You are still confused. You were lucid for that one round, and you're still confused. Thank you very much, Robin. Awesome round. The creature...
Glad you moved closer to me.
Well, I can't move to hit you. I have to be stood next to you to hit you, so...
The creature that you've just been attacking, it is... It's... turn, and it is going to turn to you. This one hasn't cast this yet.
There's a smile on his face.
It's the going audience, to
there's
cast
a smile on the DM's face.
Chain lightning.
No.
You create a bolt of lightning that arcs towards your target, the choice you can see within range. Then 3 bolts leap from that target to as many as 3 other targets. So you're all going to get hit. This is going to be cast directly at Drago. Hello, Drago.
Yeah.
Hello.
Counter spell.
Oh, yes, my friend. I love folly.
Don't forget to mark that off your list and spend your 5,000
spells. Shut up, Will.
One of 5,000. It is a 6th level spell.
Yeah, I've got the slot. I'll do it at 6th level.
Slot it in, Callum. You slot it in.
I'll slot it at 6th level.
Should you have clarified what level was casting counter spell first? But
he should have, but he told me anyway.
Oh yeah.
I know what level chain lightning is anyway.
And that's just done.
Yeah, done. Dusted. No chain lightning. Sorry.
Cool.
Bye bye.
Okay, let me just see what else I can make up to fuck you over.
And I guess catch it again!
Yeah.
Well, William, if you're going to talk, can you move closer to the mic, please?
No.
Use your microphone. I'll
use your microphone.
You do.
We spent a lot of money on this rig. It'd be nice to be used.
Okay, that failed. It's angry, so it's just going to fire at its hypnosis, which you can do. Projects a 30-foot cone of magical energy out every creature within it, apart from Drago. Drago, you have passed it, so this does not affect you because you've passed it. But for the other three in it... No, the other two in it, 30-foot cone. And Robin, actually. So this is Robin, Helena, and Lucian... You are going to be under hypnosis, so could you make a DC 17, I'll tell you anyway. Wisdom saving throw.
How does this interfere with confusion?
We'll figure out once if you pass it or not, really.
Well, fine, looks like Rob natural one.
I don't know how this is going to work with it, but I think we'll just roll there.
What condition is he under after hypnosis?
Charmed, and you walk towards the target.
Well, the point is...
That would override it, I think, wouldn't it? The confusion is still override.
I'm out of confusion then.
A charmed creature. Well, no. All a charmed is a charmed creature can't attack the charmer or target charmer. So he can be under both effects.
Okay, cool.
Means if he ever becomes lucid, he can't actually attack the creature.
No, he would have to. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay, so that's fine. So you failed that. So you are under the effects of the hypnosis. Helena?
Fuck Robin. 11.
So you are also under the influence of hypnosis. So while charmed for 1 minute, you can re-roll at the end. The target tries to get as close to the creature as possible, using its actions to dash until it's within 5 feet of the creature, and then you just kind of stare at it. You can then reroll its saving throw at the end, and if you're successful, you get... Oh, no, you just get advantage against it. So, Draga, could I please have you roll it as well? But you just get to roll it with advantage. So roll a wisdom saving throw, please. Apologies, I thought you were immune to it, but you're not.
Is it charmed?
It is charmed.
I'm raging, motherfucker. It doesn't matter. I break out of it, even if it hits me. I'll roll for fun, though. Just for funsies. That's a 12. Would it hit me?
You would have failed, and you would be under.
Okay, but I'll get advantage, like you said. So 14?
That still fails.
Well, thank God for rage.
There you go. Thank God for rage. So, it has had its
effect.
You
look over to Drago and he's just doing the Carsten dance. Can't hit me.
The Carsten dance.
Carlton.
Carsten also dances, but not that.
Yeah, I'll do a Carsten dance. I don't know a Carlton, but I know a Carsten.
How does Carsten dance?
How does Carlton dance?
So you know that dance in like a Knight's Tale where they get all
raunchy.
They jam down to Golden Years. It's just like that.
There that's quite sexy, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's Heath Ledger.
She starts doing that.
I love that film.
Yeah.
Shout out. Like,
that is exactly how Carsten dances. That
doesn't surprise me.
Just with two fingers up at the same time.
Yeah, you are the Heath Ledger of this group, aren't you, really? We're getting off topic. Talking about Heath Ledger. Easily done. So that's the end of that creature's turn. It's pierced. Helena, you've just appeared, but you are charmed. You wish to walk. You have to use all your action, all your movement to move towards the creature. And then you just, unfortunately, just stare at it.
Can I see the map, please?
You certainly can.
At the moment, you're 10 feet away from the creature. So you'd have to move those 10 feet over a tree branch to get to it.
Okay. Well, seeing as though Helen has just come back into the moment and all the action was happening around her, I'd say that she was swinging those flails as soon as she came back to ground. Whether or not Drago and Lucien are right, would you say that they're in her?
You would have had about 6 seconds of lucidity in a demiplane. Where you would just be in kind of grey mist in another world for about 6 seconds. So you probably would have flailed in that world, taken a second, gone, oh fuck, and then poof, suddenly you've appeared back because you've only been out for literally 6 seconds.
Okay, so then I'd say that the flails will sort of smash down and then she gets her focus back and she sees the tentacly creature ahead of her. She's just going to charge for it.
You're hypnotized.
Oh, yeah. So all you can do is walk towards it.
So then I will walk towards it then.
Sorry.
Thinking that she's charging, but she's not.
And then you just stare up at this aberration that's in front of you.
Fine. Sorry. And that's what she does. That's it. That's all she's going to do. She's just going to keep walking towards it.
Okay,
bullshit.
Does the charm last a round? How
long is it? 1 minute, so 10 rounds.
Do you make a save at the end?
Yes, thank you. So at the end of your round, or end of your go, which is now, could you please make another wisdom saving throw?
10.
Unfortunately, the spell is continuing to hold on you, Helena.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a weird noise that came out of my mouth.
We're all very excited, listeners,
Vance
again.
Is going to run in towards Folly and Carsten and say to you both, how are you both doing? Is everything all right here? Carsten.
Wibble.
Who needs help? And he's just going to try and get some information from you guys about where to go next, because he's been under a couple of things.
Didn't Folly go towards the north? I thought Folly moved.
I did. I should probably be...
moved a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Up there somewhere.
It's still within range, though. Vance would have kind of stood in between you, 10 feet away from each of you, and kind of announced that out to
you. Oh, he's not standing right next to me, just in case I...
Absolutely not. You're left on your own now, mate. That's the end of his turn. This is one of the creature's turns, but I think it might be the one that's dead. It is. That creature is... He's gone.
Who killed it?
He's not dead. Claude, it's your turn. Creature of the North. You've got Folly behind.
Moving swiftly on from that.
Who killed it?
Claude did.
I said, who killed it? And you're Claude.
I'm sure I thought Claude killed it.
Folly just came rushing up to me and said, you need help.
I believe my exact words were, Claude, they need little help.
Is he in touching distance?
No, he's about 10, 15 feet away from me at the moment.
I'm going to have to take an opportunity attack to force it. Because I'm going to have to disengage, but I don't want to take disengage action. So I'm going to move Folly and cast Cure Wounds at third level on you, Folly. But I will invoke an opportunity attack from that beastie boy.
8. It misses.
20 points of healing for you.
Oh, you are an angel.
As I touch you, I'm just going to be like, just
Would you mind? I'm kind of busy.
And I'm going to turn back and I'm just going to run and I can't make another action, so I'm just going to, again, just block. Hand on each tree, blocking this big thing from coming through.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much, Claude. Really awesome go. It's now the creature's turn that's there. Watched you run off, tried to hit you, missed. This is the only creature who can cast it. He's going to launch an unknown leveled chain lightning. It's the last one I can do. I'm going to tell you what level it is. Yeah.
What are you to react?
I can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't, you bish. Right, he's going to launch it at Folly. So that it has a better arc and spreads out a bit more. So it's going to hit Folly, Claude, Vance, and Karstan. This is our chain lightning speciality. Could you all please make dexterity saving throws? Oh, Vance rolled a natural one. That's not good for Vance.
So did Claude.
Oh, Claude, that's not good for Claude.
Fook.
Okay, bear with.
That's something that's good.
I don't have as much help as you.
Dex saving throw, please, my man. Oh, God, I've lost it. Oh, a second. How many?
Good for you. I hope you're happy. Healthy. Not me.
Okay. First up, Vance failed. You bitch. Claude, you failed as well.
Yes.
Folly, what did you roll?
21.
21, you passed. Karstan, what did you roll?
In his confused state, turns out he was just dancing away and he got a 28.
Way, hey. There you go. He just, I have a feeling like you think
Michael Jackson.
Oh, I think you just like went to tie your shoelaces and just went over the head and like, what was that noise? Did you come like, oh. Yeah, literally. Okay, fair enough. So you guys take half damage. So, Vance, Claude, both take 32 points of lightning damage.
Fuck it.
Looking good. And the other two, you take half damage. That's 16 points of lightning damage.
Karstan needs to make a con save on confusion.
Karstan does indeed need to make a con save on confusion, please, when you get a chance, my man.
What's this roll against? Just the damage I've taken.
What is it, 16? So yeah, the DC's 10.
I got a 20.
Fuck you.
I maintain concentration on my spell that's affecting me and you.
Oh my god.
You can't fail that.
Why are you happy about this?
It's because confusion's hilarious. So you passed the concentration check, meaning you can continue to concentrate on confusing yourself and Robin.
Yes, that is correct.
Fucking brilliant. Thank you for failing that spell.
There's going to be some words after this.
There's a part of Karstan's mind going, great job, man.
Yeah. Part of it going, oh no.
Well, Robin doesn't know it was Karstan that did it. Folly, on the other hand.
True. Yeah.
I have suspicions.
Right, it's Lucian's turn. Lucian is going to charge in, jump up on the tree trunk just beside the creature nearest to Helena, off your kind of left shoulder slightly. Ha-ha! And roll to hit. 16 misses. The first one. And, ooh, hits with the second. Doing a nice, juicy 7 points of slashing damage against this creature, which it takes like a bitch. And that's the end of his turn. We now pass to the top of the round. Karstan, Blight Fighter, Bag of Pipe. Could you please make a roll a d10?
That's a 3.
3. You don't move or take any actions this turn. I'm sorry.
This is the best fight ever.
It's a little frustrating as well.
It's like that one that you got banished from.
Yeah.
God, I know. Drago, you're on a roll, my man. It's your turn. Make the save. Sorry, make the save. Thank you. Wisdom saving throw. Against your own wisdom save.
No, it's a 17. I fail.
Oh, your face pulled the idea of elation, unfortunately.
The dice was there and then rolled.
This is
sick. So you're still confused. Brilliant. Drago, this is into your turn now. This creature's just been pushed back. Helena's back appeared. Lucian's up on the tree trunk attacking, doing some damage. What would you like to do?
Okay, Drago's seen Lucian Blight Bane jump on top of a tree and is quite impressed by it. But Drago's going to run.
It's a fallen tree, by the way. It's not the top of a tree. Sorry,
I didn't think it was the top of a tree. God, didn't just sure. Shimmy up there.
But he does look cooler than Drago right now.
It is. Wait, you are confused and fucked. You can't say shit. So Drago's going to run past the creature to take him on from behind in a south position. He's got enough speed to do that. So he rushes past. So Helena's and Lucien's facing the creature, and then Drago's in the rear. And as it worked last time, he's gonna shove Dengon's Deception up the rear. They don't like him up him.
Does it have a bum?
If it has a bum, Drago's aiming for it.
Could you give me a perception check to see if you can find the anus of Morkoth, please?
Giggity.
I'm surprised we haven't.
Should be a nature check.
Sorry?
Is there only one?
Well, we don't know yet.
14.
14.
One anus.
Can't see through the encumbered baggage it has on its back for a point of defecation.
I'm going to make one.
Ugh. But do I still get advantage on my attack?
You are flanking, so yes, you do.
Okay, there we go.
With?
Lucien Blightbane.
Yeah, cool, I'm glad I am, because that was a natty one.
That does not work.
But advantage hit. 28.
28 hits. Roll some damage.
18 points of slashing damage from my first hit as Drago takes Dengon's Deception and just shunts it forward like he did with the last creature.
Well shunked.
As the blade goes forward and makes the damage, the blade will then go straight up to create the second damage for the second attack. That's a 21 on the first, going for the advantage. We're going with 21.
It's already had its turn, so it's no longer on shield. It will use its reaction. To cast shield again, boosting up its AC, so that hit misses. So as it's in, whoop, the shield comes up and pushes the sword basically out of its body away from you.
DM on a scale of 1 to 10, being back with Ian's face, like I'm remembering the creatures that used to disappear when you got to them.
I used to run up close to them.
Getting that way. Yes. Yeah.
It's all right.
So okay, same coloured shirt then.
I've killed one and done substantial damage so far to the other one. I'm doing okay. Drago's feeling in it. His adrenaline's pumping. His veins are bulging. He's fucking... Yeah.
He's bulging.
He's bulging right now for this battle.
Like loincloth.
He's like a weightlifter on Muscle Beach right now. He's just all peacock.
It's all peacock. Well, it's mainly not so much the pee. More than, anyway, Folly, is that the end of your turn, Drago? It's good to see you.
You hear the Hearts of Fire soundtrack being played.
Nice. Background. Folly, your turn. You are stood behind Claude. You've just been smoted with this fire, this lightning, which doesn't seem to hurt as much as you thought it should. What would you like to do?
It still affected Folly quite a bit, this lightning. But he's seen Claude take a big hit as well. And Claude has just done something very nice for Folly. Folly's angry. Folly's just going to slightly lower the jacket down his shoulder.
Slip off a shoulder.
Folly is going to sprint towards Claude. And he's going to be...
When two become one.
Side by side with him. And as he is, he is going to thrust his quarterstaff towards this creature. And as he does, it's going to glow green at the end. With full rage, Folly is attempting to disintegrate this bastard.
Fuck, this doesn't backfire.
just a word on that. Drago's copyrighted the word rage, so pick something
else. He will
else.
Sue you. You'll get a carrier pigeon court summons.
With full barbarian brutality.
Could have said venom. Venom would have worked really well with the green.
I specifically went barbarian.
Petulance.
Or chaos. You are a chaotic sorcerer.
Have you used Tides of Chaos?
You have.
I have used Tides of Chaos.
Shouldn't you be rolling a d20 to figure out what
the last one was a cantrip anyway, so it doesn't count. But yes. So could you firstly. No, it could be whenever you want. Yeah, it could be whenever I want.
Does this happen after or before the
basically,
spell?
Basically.
I'm going to let the spell happen and then it's going to happen afterwards. Okay. So
Darren's reaction. When you said that, Darren went, I hope this doesn't backfire. And I had literally the same thing
in my head.
Could you please tell me, what do I need to do for disintegration? I should know.
Dexterity saving throw.
Callum, we've been hit before.
I go down, Folly's going to go down, Swingy.
Oh my god, they killed Callum. You bastards.
Again.
What is it, dexterity saving throw?
Aye.
What it's a DC of 18, he's not going to tell you.
Yeah, 18.
I have a 12 saving throw. Dexterity plus 6 gives me 18.
Bend luck. I'm going to roll a d4 and you're going to reduce that.
Okay.
From your thing.
You're feeling smug, Callum, but he's about to get you to roll a d100 and turn you into a plant pot.
I knew you had bend luck. I knew you were going to use that. Like, Will's keeping
two reduced okay, from your saving throw.
So it makes it 18. So it fails that spell save. It has failed disintegration.
He only has 98 sorcery points left.
Thanks, Will. Thank you.
98,000.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course. We're not thinking any less.
As this green glow makes contact with you, your creature will take 87 points of force damage.
It had 52. It has been disintegrated.
And fuck that thing.
Before your eyes, this huge creature just becomes dust in
just
front of you.
Just to add...
Nice, man.
You would have been dead.
I know. That I'm very well aware of
you
that.
Would have been gone.
I think I would have randomised it between the two of you.
You should. I think if you'd rolled higher, that would have fucked you up.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, it could have...
Hey, glory or nothing.
Oh my god. Absolutely. That was... Yeah, that was...
It was tight. It was tight.
That was tight, tight, tight.
There's still one left.
There's
still
one
left. And now tides are chaos.
Could you please roll a D100?
That's fucking awesome. Well done, Callum. Killing another one.
Watch him catch fire, cast fireball at our feet.
Catch fire.
49 for the D100.
It's okay, I'll just bring it up here. Wild magic, D100. What was it again?
49. You regain all spell slots.
All 10 million of them.
That's my sorcerer's point.
I've forgotten it again. What was it again?
49.
All right, you bitch.
One off of 50, as Darren would say.
Never said that. Well, I say if you roll 19, you run off a quarter.
As this creature disintegrates in front of you, you go to let out like a sigh of relief as you turn to Claude to say something. And as you turn, you go to speak and your mouth is dry and you can't get any words out. But what seems to come out in its place are these small... pink bubbles that float out of your mouth. For the next minute, you cannot speak. So that does actually have an implication. If you have any spells that involve a vocal element, you can no longer cast them. So you have to check against any beads. Otherwise, you cannot cast those spells.
No, that's fine.
So or bubbles will just come out of your mouth.
That's a little, I've just got this image of Folly. You're turning his head and you're going...
Yep, and bubbles just come out instead. Oh, that was nice one. That was a nice one. So as Callum... as Folly, you see these bubbles come out of your mouth and you see them kind of float up and up and up. And as you turn across to the rest of your group around a fallen tree fighting the final creature, Folly, you take a second and really realise where you are and actually how dangerous what you've just done and how much of an impact that could have had. Callum probably having flashbacks to maybe literally, 80 episodes ago when Shadow died to this. And there's this recollection, not of Folly, but of... Callum maybe kicks in and you realize again that the severity of the situation you're in and how much of kind of like this is it now, we need to stick together. As that kind of realization comes over you, Folly, that's where we're going to end it for this week's episode of the Fellowship of the Tabletop, with one more Morkoff to go.
Glory for Folly.
Wow.
Glory
Lord.
For the Empire.
One more piece to go.
Woo.
That was epic.
That was awesome.
Oh, Callum, you were lucky. That could have turned.
I was very lucky. That could have
turned, man.
So
could have turned. Balls of steel doing it.
Damn.
Balls of steel.
I've been crucial in this fight, just saying.
Yeah. You...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Will.
Man. Epic stuff. Epic stuff. And it's been really good to be back in a physical space with you all doing this physically. Let's get physical. We'd like to get physical with all of you out there.
What?
Listening in, thank you for listening and making us a part of your everyday week
in a totally consensual way.
I had to find somewhere to make the link to bridge the gap, as it were, mind the gap, viewers. If you like us enough, come and find us on Facebook, which you can
we're
do
not
so
on Facebook.
We're not on Facebook.
We're on Twitter.
Facebook.
Twitter.
I hate Facebook. Facebook's the devil, but we are on Twitter because apparently that's better. You can find our collective page at Fellowship Table. And then if you wanted to go one step further, follow us individually. please do so. I'm at iRod1. Casey's at
Unicorn Crit.
Danny's at
Total Party Thrills.
Danny and Casey's Poppy's at
His name
Chew_is_the_best.
Will is at
Natural 20 Will.
Callum's at
The D20 Gamer.
Darren's at
Darren Page 06.
And our fucking awesome DM is at
Hastily Rolled DM.
Until next time, guys.
Farewell.